There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. This is where they have the contact series. I was trying to put together my own contact series. I didn't know it was going to be a contact series, but, you know, they've gone ahead and done it, and it looks much better, and it probably functions a whole lot better. Still waiting on mine. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from everywhere, holding down the fort right now at Clash Daily, Ammo Land riding all the time, left, right, and center, hosting the Polite Society podcast. That's Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Wow, I like the Skypeline. That sounds pretty good.
Good.
I like the Skypeline. So, we've had a very momentous week. Apparently, if we ban Confederate flags, that's going to get rid of all the hate in the country. And we got the president out there doing a podcast in your neck of the woods saying he hearts him some Australia-style gun control. That's what's been coming up on my radar. What about the Polite Society? What have they been looking at?
One of the things I loved when he spoke in Hollywood was he said, there's a gun show loophole. Now, I think the reason all the actors, stagehands, producers, I think the reason their heart beat faster is they thought that there was finally a way they could get a gun.
Oh.
They thought there was some place where our laws didn't apply. That means all their prior drug convictions, all their domestic battery, those wouldn't show up if they went to a gun show. I wrote an article where I said, sorry guys, every law that applies outside the gun show applies inside it. Don't do it. It's a federal felony when you lie on your 4473. I had to be the one to bring bad news to Hollywood.
And how was that received in Hollywood?
They haven't replied yet. On the other hand, you know, my agent hasn't called and quit yet, so maybe he's listening.
I actually prefer the pronunciation from 1941 when the Japanese, you know, Hollywood. I like that.
Well,
whenever I think of Hollywood, I'm just going,
yes.
Hollywood. Yeah, so, anyway. You know, one of the things that completely stuns me, and it's a big mystery to me, I know that these liberals get out there and they gerrymander these polls and set these polls up to read the way they want them to read and say what they want them to say. But then on those occasions when there's one that's published out there where they say that, you know, 63% of America wants to live where the people have guns, and
yes,
52% of America, black America, likes having a gun for self-defense, and more women are buying guns than ever before in life. And the gun culture 2.0, oh, the young, the hip, the urban, the tattooed, they're buying guns. Whenever they look at that, their answer to that is to come out in Congress, where they have no sway, where they have no power right now currently, and say, we want to have a liability insurance clause to all gun owners right now, ex post facto. And we want all guns to be retrofit to be smart guns and, you know, all that stuff.
Right. They went down the gun control. Now, let's be fair. A few Democratic legislators went down the gun control fantasy rabbit hole. Ah. They're dialing for Bloomberg dollars. But it also lets our president say, all these proposals have been put forth in Congress and none of them have been acted on. I need to act. Well, unless Congress grows a spine, and the only way they're going to get one is if we give it to them, then Congress can lay back and let the president do what he wants. They'll tell gun owners to lay back and enjoy it.
Yeah, well, but how's that going to work? How's that going to work? He was at Mark Maron. I've never listened to Mark Maron's podcast, have you?
No.
I know of him because I'm a podcaster, but I see who like is the top dog, and he's a top dog, which sort of makes me hurt in my head. But Mark Maron is so important that Barack Obama went to his Californian garage studio to sit down and talk to him, and he wants Australian-style gun control.
That's worked so well.
It has, but it has worked well, and it, not only has it worked well, it also, I seriously have to wonder what kind of, at some point all these presidents start worrying about their legacy. I'm sure he's trying to figure out which part of Chicago is going to be where he has his Barack Obama library.
Yeah. I thought it was going to Florida.
Is it going to Florida?
Well, if you've got to go visit your library periodically, I'd want it right next to the beach in Florida. I sure wouldn't want it, on the south side of Chicago.
Well, you might get shot while you're...
Yeah, let's put it in a vacation spot. Bill, what are you thinking?
Near a nice hotel?
Yeah, that ought to work.
How's that going to work out, though, if he starts something that causes... I don't think it'd be a civil... I don't think the people against the government is a civil war. I think it's a revolutionary war. How's that going to work when he's out there saying, when I look back, when he's talking to Diane Sawyer years from now, and I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of these liberal politicians that happen to be black Americans, they leave office with their hair white. I mean, just like silver white. And I don't know if it's stress or what it is, but he's getting there. He's already, he's starting to look a lot like Hank Johnson.
Bill, you brought up something about a legacy. And no, it's really important. We have a fantasy about our past presidents. We have and the media can condense the nitty gritty of self-defense into a very neat fantasy package. It has nothing to do with reality, but it's a Disneyland package where the government will come and take care of you now that you live in the Magic Kingdom.
In California where you live, okay, I talked to a Palmdale police officer the other day, and I believe Palmdale is in close proximity to L.A.
Yeah, out in the valley.
And I asked him, I said, your emergency services has put out this bulletin that when the next big earthquake comes, that the people are going to have to try to exist and survive on their own for 2 weeks.
Yep.
What are the cops talking about? And he said, we're not. So there is no, there will be, and we've seen this time and time. It'll happen in L.A. whenever this earthquake comes. Hopefully it's not like the San Andreas movie. That's horrific. We've seen it in Louisiana with Katrina. We've seen it in New York and New Jersey with Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. We saw it in Hugo. We've seen it time and time again when we saw it with the L.A. riots. When the stuff hits the fan, the cops pull back. We just saw it in Baltimore. They pull back. There's nobody coming in.
Well, to their credit, there's an organization that was started after Katrina, and it's nationwide. In fact, I bet you remember. Remember the SEARCH program? Emergency response training. Because all you have to do is knock down some trees, some power lines. In California with earthquakes, what it would be is drop a few overpasses.
Right.
And then your neighbor who stumbled down the stairs is going to be 2 weeks before we can get an ambulance to her. So it's an in-place first responder. And the reason I like it...
Hang on. You can tell me when we get back.
I'll be back.
We'll be right with my guest, Rob Morse, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Got to keep my notes straight. Throw that one away. Keep this one here. Tactical Holsters, that's where you'll find the DC-3 line, the Scorpion line, the Contact series, the first generation. Go check them out. All lifetime warranty, all great stuff. Modular, can't beat it. Tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from many things, AmmoLandClashDaily.com, Polite Society Podcast, is Rob Morrison. You were explaining why you like something before we went to break. Why do you like that something?
You were talking about if there's civil disruption, that we're on our own. The EMTs themselves will tell you, yeah, all you have to do is drop some trees, some power lines. In California with earthquakes, it would be some overpasses. And we're, you know, it's 2 weeks to get your injured neighbor to the hospital. You better be able to tape the ankle. You better understand triage to know the person who needs to be carried out right now versus, you know, it's a sprain, it's going to suck. Eventually, we'll get you some help.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. You know, the other thing about California that I've been trying to figure out, California has a water shortage.
We built one, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that, you know, it's naturally occurring. But are people up there storing water, or people, have they made a bed out of water? I mean, what are they doing? I mean, have they been watching American Preppers or whatever the show is called?
No, so far everybody's been told don't water your grass. There is a drop of sanity to that because everybody brought a New England landscape to the desert.
It's just so pretty in the setting, though. So such a stark contrast, I guess.
Yeah. What's really fun is they've had drone. You gotta love it now. Drone pictures of these Malibu homes where the guys are watering this palace of vegetation, and you're going, so you're all for the environment, right? Tell me again how this works.
Yeah. Well, I mean. I've read about that, and I've talked about that, and what? The ones that are doing this, they're just paying the fine.
It's only money.
Yeah, which they got plenty of.
Let's back up. You advocate self-reliance for our personal safety. John Longnecker, I'm sure you've read his books and you've seen his articles. He says it's the EMT analogy. There was a time when we didn't teach CPR. And for those of us that are as old as you and I, that's a little scary to think about. But now every Boy Scout learns CPR. And there's an analogy that you just have to keep someone alive until the second responders arrive. John's saying it's exactly the same issue with self-defense. We're not here to be a cop. We just have to, you know, contain the situation until the authorities can get here.
Well, you know, I look at, now I think of it, I know the figure with trauma is if you can get somebody to a hospital alive, 90% of the time they have a very good chance of survival just because trauma care in a hospital has just gotten that good. But nobody thinks in those terms. I'm constantly out there trying to get people to carry a trauma kit when they go about in their daily day, you know, their daily mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. Because I carry a gun for self-defense. If I get in a shootout, well, there's a chance I might get shot. There's a chance somebody beside me might get shot. I'm not necessarily concerned about the bad guy in that particular case, but you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly. We just had Tatiana Whitlock on our show.
And she goes,
that being medically prepared is the secret second face of most self-defense advocates. We're a bunch of Boy Scouts, admit it.
Sure.
And she goes, if I've got a bigger purse, I've got a bigger med kit. If I've got a clutch, it may not be very big, but it'll have gloves and a face shield and a piece of paracord, something.
Well, I'm... There's so many of those pocket trauma kits now. I mean, I look at the Dark Angel kit, and that's the one I carry. I carry the pocket doc, and I think that's enough. And, you know, I've got shoelaces or something if I need a tourniquet or anything like that. So I look at things at large, and even when I go out prepared, when I think I'm prepared, I'm really minimally prepared. Because I've got all this stuff I throw in something I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And I throw that in the trunk of the car. Now, I have a concealed carry pistol on me with spare ammunition on it. And right. depending on who I talk to, the general consensus I get is that I need to be prepared to fight and win and survive with simply that concealed carry pistol. Maybe I go to the trunk for a plate carrier. And but I carry a lot more stuff. But I mean, I don't care. I carry very little food. I, you know, whatever water I've got at that particular time that I brought with me for the day, because I drink a lot of water now that I'm post heart attack. And whatever I have on that, that's what I got. But I mean, I'm only prepared to fight. I'm not prepared to survive.
Right. Well, so, but in the literal sense, Bill, you're prepared to be a first responder.
Yes.
You can't carry the whole battle on your shoulders.
Yeah, I certainly hope not. I don't really want to. But,
well,
you know.
You and I are not going to stop the zombie apocalypse alone. But what we can do is, and because of your background, you know this, and I appreciate you dumbing it down for civilians. You know, when
right.
bullets start flying at bad guys, their plans get hammered in a hurry.
Yeah, they do. And the problem is that I don't think that, you know, I've actually worked with trained individuals in the military where, you know, you've got this thing where you've learned how to shoot upright, you've learned how to shoot from prone and all these other things. And then in a combat situation, they're behind good cover. They just stick the gun out. In hand and start pulling the trigger without looking. They're shooting blind. You know, they're just trying
right.
to send rounds that way. So training goes out the window really quick. The untrained have got to be at an enormous disadvantage. Wouldn't you imagine?
The advantage of the training you've had, and I'll claim a little percentage of this for myself.
Right.
The people who now understand firearm safety, they can present, they're starting to understand tactical movement, and now we're trying to inoculate them so that they, and that's the gift of our modern military. We've now trained soldiers enough that they effectively leave our basic training as if they've been in combat.
Yes. Hang on. I got to get better with the clock. You hang on. I'll be better next break. You just hang on. We'll be right back. My guest, Rob Morse, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your reflection response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Modularity personified. I mean, you can mount it. You can run it on your belt, of course. You can mount it to a paddle and run it on your belt. You can mount it to the RTI. Once you do that, of course, then now it's going everywhere, because it can be a drop leg, it can be on your vest, it can be on your chest of your plate carrier, it can be under the dash of your car, it can be next to your bed, you can put it against the ceiling, wherever you want it to go, it'll go. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Amaland and Clash Daily and,
The Polite Society Podcast.
That thing, too. I was thinking that every time I think of Clash Daily right now, I'm thinking Doug Giles is out of the country, and that means you're running it. Is that right?
No.
Am I right about that?
No. It's not true. But let's talk about Doug.
Okay.
And it came up after the murders in Charleston.
Yes.
Doug wrote an article. I want to quote from it.
Okay. Remember, we're on radio.
This was carefully chosen, selective edits.
Very good.
Should a pastor defend his flock? This is what Doug said. What are you going to do? This is the ultimate what would Jesus do question, isn't it? I think if Jesus were placed in a situation, he'd whip out his Glock and double tap the center of mass of any killer who was attempting to put a bullet in one of his defenseless disciples.
Well,
Sounds like Doug, doesn't it?
He does sound like Doug. Doug is an ordained minister, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I can only imagine what the sermon would be like at Pastor Doug's church.
Do you think we would stand, or would we stand at the low ready?
Well, I'm sure there'd be a little bit of standing, but there'd have to be an air filtration system and a bright light on him because he likes to wear sunglasses and smoke cigars all the time.
Go ahead.
And we would have to get used to him wearing, you know, we would see the front side of a sling against his flowing robes of the clergy because that would be that slung rifle he'd have with him. And, of course, that outrage, you know, pulling that robe will conceal that gigantic 8-inch barrel revolver he keeps posing with.
Well, let's talk about another pastor who has a little bit lower profile.
Yeah.
Ken Blanchard,
black man with a gun.
He said, "The position you're in as a shepherd is to lay down your life for your flock." Doug's not alone.
Well, I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, the Deacons for Defense back in the 60s, in the late 50s, early 60s, this is nothing new. This is not a question that hasn't already been answered. And
it's wonderful that we have pastors who are standing up and answering it today.
It is. It is wonderful. I think it is. We keep going back, though. Every time we have one of these tragic incidents where a bunch of innocent people get killed for no reason other than they were there, we're looking for a reason. We're looking for a reason. This shouldn't happen. Then we start talking about how it could have been prevented. Then, well, there's so much coulda, woulda, shoulda involved in it that we, you know, you and I, we have to counter what the minutia coming at us. And I just wish just once the gun grabbers would take a moment to reflect and say, "Therefore, the grace of God go I."
Yes.
And they never do that. They're always coming out. Then they you know, do we really want guns in churches? No, but do we want murders in churches? There's a question for you. How do we keep that from happening? Oh, guns present. And, it, you know, here in South Carolina, in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in 2012, we had a guy who had permission to have a gun in the church, which is the law, and he stopped a mass shooting. Then there's Gene Assam. Where was that at? In Colorado?
Yes.
She stopped the mass shooting. Yes. She stopped the shooting. And, you know, we have these examples of this stuff happening. I am not looking to kill a bad guy. I'm not looking to shoot a bad guy. I will do that in a heartbeat, though, before I would let a bad guy shoot a bunch of people with their heads bowed, black, white, or plaid.
Yes.
I mean, in this particular, in my state, that pastor was an anti-gun politician as well. No way I let a murderer kill him anyway. I don't care what his political beliefs are. I believe in innocence. And I just hate having the conversation over stuff like this. That just, you know, and every time this happens, I'll have a bunch of stuff where, you know, I'm going to invite you or I'm going to invite Sean Heron or somebody on, and we're just going to have a good time. And then I have to stop and pivot and talk about this tired, overexposed minutia they throw at us.
Bill, they throw a fantasy at us.
I know.
So you and I are trying to, come on, you've had kids, I know. They can't pull Disneyland through the TV and play with it in their house. It's not real.
No.
But to say, "Hi, I have this utopian vision of a world where criminals and evil men obey the law."
Right.
You know, at some point, if we go logical fact by logical fact, shame on us.
I want to take you down a dark corridor I opened the show up with. I don't know if you heard it or not. I want to see what you have to say about it. You know, right now, one of the things they're saying was the progenitor to this was the Confederate flag, which flies here in South Carolina. I don't know why. I don't care. I don't care if it flies or not, to be honest with you. The problem I have with what they're trying to do now is they're trying to say, if we get rid of the flag, this kind of thing won't happen, which is a lie. The other thing is they're sort of like, now they're trying to do with history what they've been trying to do with gun rights, which is chip away at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go that way. Not this time. Let's just go ahead and go all the way. You know, the Confederate flag only flew for 4 years over slavery. Before that, 88 years of that was in, you know, the American flag. Washington owned slaves. I want to see his likeness taken away everywhere. Jefferson owned slaves. I want to see the White House torn down. I want to see Barack Obama move somewhere where there's never been slavery. Where would that be?
Utopia.
I guess, Utopia USA. There can be no more Washington, D.C. There can be no more Washington State. Everybody with the last name of Washington, expunged, or they can change their name, whichever they want to do. And, you know, we have to change the name of America. Because America flew over, you know, the name of America existed during slavery. So that's got to go too. And we got to rewrite everything, and everything starts the day the Civil War ended. Wait a minute, we can't do that either, because then there's a Confederate flag. Oh, God. We only have history taught that happened up to yesterday. How about that?
It is political. Well, I actually love it. I love that we're having this debate, because everybody who said, wait a minute, some little snowflake had a needed a safe zone because they saw the Confederate flag. Well, okay, if we're going to open that door, open the floodgates, and then the issues that come up that you just raised. And I think we're telling the little PC snowflakes to grow a pair.
The PC people, though, I mean, they make me the illest of all. Simply because they don't even understand what they're saying most of the time, but that's all beside the point. I'm trying to manage the clock this time. We got 45 seconds going into the break. How can they find Rob Morse and what Rob Morse does?
I get to comment on civilian self-defense. Come listen to us on the Polite Society podcast at politesocietypodcast.com. Bill, we have to have you on. I also write at slowfacts.wordpress.com, Amoland, and at Clash Daily.
Yeah, you need to send me a text this weekend, an hour prior to Rob keeps inviting me to the Polite Society podcast on Google Plus, which I'm never on it when he does it. So I actually want to sit in and listen to one of these things. I want to listen to the dynamic of the ensemble. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Rob Morse, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is it's this company that makes these Kydex holsters, except when you think of Kydex holsters, this is something that doesn't give, therefore it doesn't break. And yet it has a lifetime warranty. Three different trims, XST, SOC, OSH. All of them going to hold your weapon with positive retention. You can mount them anywhere with the RTI system. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse of the Polite Society Podcast and Ammo Land and Clash Daily and Slow Facts Blog. And you get reprinted in a lot of other places too, don't you?
A few people pick me up. JPFO sometimes.
Yeah.
That's Jews for the Prevention of Firearms Ownership.
Right. I think Keep and Bear Arms does. Isn't that the Second Amendment Foundation thing?
Yep.
Probably everybody, like the Gun Wire and Gun Trends and all that.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So, I mean, that's good stuff. And that's because it's good stuff. So, anyway, that's why I'd done Rob stuff for a long time before I finally got a hold of Rob. Although I was listening to the breaks, do you have bad tweets, Rob?
No.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. All right.
I'm such a fossil, I don't tweet yet.
Oh, me either. Okay, maybe that's how we keep our reputations intact.
Our reputation is intact because we're too slow to tweet.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to something this weekend. Bill, have you talked about the protests coming up in New Jersey?
I had Tim Knight on the show Monday. Now, Tim Knight and Victor Head were the two guys that kicked it off in Colorado.
Right.
And they're going to New Jersey, and they're going to get with Anthony Calandro and his band of merry men. And they're getting ready to attempt. They'll have 90 days to try to take down Steve Sweeney.
It starts in Glassboro, New Jersey, tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this talk about playing your cards close to your vest and how different New Jersey is from Colorado. They won't release the exact meeting place yet because they figured the cops will go get a tractor and destroy it. You know, we're meeting at this parking lot. It'll be so they have to hold that until the last minute.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I'm waiting to see what happens. Now, according to Tim, who was, Tim's a money guy. So, I mean, he understands finance and he knows how to look at it and see what he's seeing and decipher what he's seeing. Mm-hmm. They were outspent in Colorado a grand total of 22-1.
Yep.
And this, now, I don't know if Bloomberg and the Bradys and the Joyce Foundation and Biden and all these other people are looking at New Jersey saying, yeah, we need to get involved in that.
I
don't know if they're going to have...
Yeah? The editorial boards of the local papers have already started circling their editorial defense around these politicians. It's really shameful.
You know, Calandro took a group out there to protest in front of Sweeney's house, and he turned on the sprinklers. and now they're trying to pass a law saying you can't protest in front of somebody's house.
Yeah.
So they just keep trying to, they just keep narrowing and narrowing the field of liberty in New Jersey left, right, and center.
Alexander Rubian is now the, heads up the New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Right.
And I think they've actually got the ACLU on their side opposing that city ordinance.
Well, you know, occasionally. I mean, and it's even, I'll throw the Democrats one shred, okay? In Colorado, for example, there was a lot of Democrats that took part in the recall against those senators because they looked in alarm at them saying, we're not going to listen to the constituents. We're going to pass what we want to pass.
Yep.
And, you know, the ACLU's got to be looking at this and looking down the road. They may not like gun rights, but they understand the bigger picture.
Yes.
And, you know, that's fine. I don't have an issue with them coming in on that side. They, you know, it's nice to have them. They're effective. ACLU is effective. I hate it, but they're effective.
Well, I would like them to be consistent as well as effective.
Well, come on now.
Now
you're going to Utopia. Now you're going to Utopia.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm looking to see where that goes. Now, I'll tell you one other thing that I talked about this week, and I'm getting a good giggle out of it. If you heard a dull thud on the East Coast, that was me falling on the floor laughing. The figures for how many people in New York State that actually complied with the SAFE Act came out this past week.
And I heard the number that you put out, 4.5% complied?
4.5%. 45,000 weapons out of an expected 1 million, over 1 million, that would be classified by the SAFE Act as assault weapons, quote-unquote. So that means 955,000 didn't show up.
Bill, I loved your phrase. I'll steal it.
Sure.
Governor Cuomo is the governor of New York City and Albany. He's no longer the governor of New York State.
No. Well, I mean, that's, you know, we have definitely got to do something about these major areas. I mean, wasn't the Commerce Act, which is something they abuse all the time, wasn't that put in place to keep the major population centers from lording it over the smaller areas in the United States in business?
Yep.
Shouldn't that be applied to politics and legislative matters as well?
There was a proposal to split California into 6 states.
That would be so funny. There would be what? There would be Northern California, less than Northern California, Central California, Southern California, and Bottom California.
But I would be happy if they would just secede everything south of, well, including Orange County on south, give it to Arizona. Arizona always needed some beachfront property.
Yeah, they did. Such a lovely place there. And, you know, you can have your gun rights and surf at the same time.
There you go.
We could come out with a polypropylene holster to keep your gun dry while you're hanging 10. So, you know, I'm looking at that stuff. I've noticed that there's a lot of Democrats getting out there sort of nervous because they keep wanting to push a hard line on gun control. That's not going to work out. They don't understand how bad that is for them, do they?
Again, they live in this fantasy world, and all they have to do is sell the press. What you and I keep praying for is an educated electorate. After the Supreme Court refused to pick up the San Francisco case, which looked almost identical to the Heller case.
Yes.
The San Francisco case said you had to keep firearms in an inoperable condition, locked or kept in a safe while in the home unless they were on your person. And right. I go, you know, the details of what you do when you shower and go to the bathroom, I wonder about. But that's just because I'm, in, you know. As soon as that course case was decided, meaning the Supremes refused to pick it up and overturn the Ninth District Court, three new cities in New York proposed the same legislation.
Well, I mean, of course they did. I mean, they're going to push it as far as they can, and one day they're going to wake up. And first thing first, if that's what they told me in one of those areas, anytime the cops came to my house, I'd be answering the door with a gun hanging off me everywhere. They're all on my person. Thank you very much. I'm just a little nervous. It's a bad neighborhood. We're about to run out of time. One more time, tell everybody how they can find the everything, all the stuff you do.
Well, when you're not listening to Bill, come join us on the Polite Society podcast. You can read about my articles at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I get to write at Ammoland and at Clash Daily.
Now, don't forget to text me before the Polite Society podcast day after tomorrow.
I'll be in touch.
I do appreciate that, sir. Of course, keep doing what you're doing. You know, Rob exists in California where they have the very rich, the welfare people, and the people they don't know about, which is the people like Rob.
There is a gun culture in California. Don't
9 million.
Yes.
That, yep. There's only 4 million people in my state.
Isn't that crazy? There are more gun owners in California than there are people in your state.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand how they get as much as they do. We'll do it again soon. I'll be in touch. Thank you, sir. And that is it for us, folks, for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your reflection response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.